Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them also to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive patterns and habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls today for that free angel advice. So, call the show on the number 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those phone calls, again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in, whether you're listening on the computer, by phone, perhaps you are listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. You know, we are getting very close to almost 100 shows on the Blog Talk Radio website, and they're all archived on there. Also, you can listen to the shows which are on the iTunes site, and all you have to do is join iTunes, and they can be downloaded for free. I thought I'd start the program today by sharing what my wonderful sessions include at my Business Angel Healing House. You know, in the first part of my sessions, they always start with an intuitive counseling session. I show the clients their lives from an angel's perspective. And by doing this, the clients can then clearly see why they've contracted for certain people to be a part of their life and what part they hoped that they would play in learning certain lessons, and how by their own free will, it was ultimately their decision to make choices that were either beneficial to them or not. Having given the clients a very clear view, an overview of their life, they can clearly see how they contributed to creating emotionally hard and difficult situations for themselves by not listening to and going against their intuition. You know, listeners, most often we do not follow our intuition because we do what others say we should do or what others say we have to do, and certainly not what is heartfelt within ourselves. Once clients understand their lives from this heightened perspective, I then bring through the channeled information for the practical tools, those individual tools that they can easily choose to follow in order to not fall back into old programming and old patterning. And lastly, clients then receive the Angel Reiki Energy Session, which recharges, realigns their depleted energies, and by many times giving their power away to others and through self-imposed worry and stress and tension. The Reiki Energy Session rebalances and restores a feeling of peace and calm as they are returned back to their natural divine state of heavenly bliss. You know, most people's lives are so off balance that they can't possibly imagine that our natural true state is one of heavenly bliss. It is we who choose to take ourselves off this line of serenity and tranquility, and it does not depend on who we encounter and what happens to us. For joy, like happiness, is a choice, and it's not dependent on anything. My clients have been experiencing pretty much the same thing over the past almost 11 years now through my business, Angel Healing House, as they've made comments like, after the session, do I have to get off the massage table? I am in heaven, and I don't want to leave. So if you'd like to regain clarity on your life from a higher perspective and take your own trip with the angels, you can do this either in my Los Angeles office, face-to-face, one-on-one, or I have clients nationally and internationally, as I do this through distant healing and also over phone and Skype. So you can call me, Candy Huff, after the show on 831-277-3716, that number for Angel Healing House, and myself, Claire Candy Huff, is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And truly, the Posse of Angels and I look so forward to helping you receive individual, higher angelic information, insights about your life. I see that we have several callers holding. One in particular, you 407, you will be first in the queue. But if you're a regular listener, you know I like to take about 15 minutes or so to talk about the topic today, and the topic today is sacred relationship. As has been the case over the last 10 years in my business, Angel Healing House, clients have come to see me to receive insights and messages as to how they can restore balance and peace, regain clarity and direction, and bring back emotional and physical wellness to their lives. And while each client is an individual, I've noticed that many times I'll have several clients book in for sessions in close succession, and they seem to share the same exact concern. And in the past several weeks, there was a great example of this. And one area that many of my clients are showing concern with is that they are ending and they're breaking away from their long-standing relationship. You know, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here. Oh, let's see. And they're saying that people are not just showing a concern for this, but it seems like there's a downright full-blown epidemic about how many people are waking up and drawing a line in the sand as they are finally addressing anything that is dishonoring or disrespectful in their relationship. Now, having seen this same issue being raised in session after session with clients, it's like all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, clients have come to a breaking point and can no longer stay with their partners. So I asked the Posse of Angels, what's going on, guys? Why the sudden epidemic? They said that the reason this is happening is that we, as a collective consciousness, have crossed a very important line as of last August. With the steady increase in living a much more conscious life of awareness, we've graduated from the Piscean age, and that was the age of only thinking with our rational, limited minds, and in thinking only with those with our linear minds, which linear minds were is an area where we justify things, where we rationalized and defended other people's actions, even if it made us sad and angry or was dishonoring and disrespectful to us. But as we've now crossed over to the Aquarian age of connecting to our hearts, to our intuition, to see if something is truly aligned in truth for us, we make decisions with a higher source as we are experiencing our own world, not through thinking, but feeling through our hearts. It is through our hearts that we are connected to our higher divine wisdom. It's now from this higher vantage point of our hearts and our intuition that, music is coming in. Okay. There we go. Now that we're connected through our hearts and our intuition, and not minds that have many people reacting to long-standing negative issues within relationships that previously they just rationalized away. You know, in many instances, light workers were programmed to help, to enable and save as many people as possible to help them shift and get aboard the train of ascension that has seen many people opening up to lives of a much higher awareness. This saw many lightworkers karmically draw to themselves needy and lost souls that we selflessly shared our time, our effort, our money, and our beautiful positive energy and light with in order to help them shift. And many of these people that we drew to ourselves were love relationships. With many of these people drowning in negativity and choosing to find fault or blame or see themselves as victims, many of us lightworkers were taken down with them as we lovingly shared our light. We justified the compromises that we were making and often settling for so much less than we deserve. But you know, listeners, things have shifted since last August. Now, since we are energetically wired to only be in alignment with what is of exact and truthful resonance with our hearts, many people are taking decisive action to not be in misaligned energies anymore. And that means all misaligned energies, no exceptions. With the energies of the Aquarian age, it's as if many people are opening their eyes and are seeing very clearly for the very first time. With our energetic frequency having shifted to a higher, more conscious state of being, we've become very clear as to what is actually in alignment with who we are now and where we have chosen to shift. You know, with this heightened energy of the Aquarian age, where only the truth can exist, people are no longer limited just to their five senses and can now fully access their intuition to help them see what is truly truth for them and what is most honoring. And what is coming into focus for so many people is that they now have the clarity to take a clear look at their relationships. And if their partner has not shifted along with them to reflect the same high energetic frequency, the discordant energies are causing a disconnect, and they're making even those in long-standing relationships feel emotionally and physically downright uncomfortable in sharing space with even the most cherished of loved ones. You know, for it is not that we do not love them anymore. We still love them with all of our heart. It's just that the unresolved negative emotions within these partners are making us feel physically off and emotionally out of alignment. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that how can we expect to create a world where we are fully aligned with honesty and truth when we have only created and aligned our lives with compromise, with settling our life on things that are not in alignment with who we are and with aligning ourselves with not 100% truth in our relationship? For the creation of this new age starts on our doorsteps. It starts within each and every one of us. So before we go on to speak more about only aligning ourselves with those sacred relationships, let's go to the phone lines to our first caller, 407. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Well, my name is Pakira, but you can call me my nickname, which is Nini, since that's
Nini.
That would be easier. Well, okay. This is my first time calling here, and
I'm glad you called in. Where Nini?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Calling from Orlando, and
yeah.
do you have a question today for the Posse of Angels?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope this makes sense, since this is my first time calling here.
Okay.
Well, I've been praying and looking for a job and applying for jobs. And, well, I went to an interview, I think last week or a week before that, and I made it up to the third interview, which is the last interview for that company. But since I don't know how to drive, I couldn't get the job because they wanted their employees to be reliable transportation. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, yes, that's what I have. Did you hear me, ma'am?
The line dropped out. So I did hear that you went for that interview and you got to the third level, but because you don't drive, that the position then was passed over.
Well, yes, they wanted their employees to be reliable transportation, and
mm-hmm.
since I don't know how to drive yet, that what caused me to turn down the job.
Okay, all right. Is this job in something that you absolutely adore and love doing?
Well, I never did that before. It's like they have different levels. First, you start at the bottom, which is the sales agent for that company. It's an insurance company, like life
right.
insurance company. Yeah, first you start there, and then you move up. It depends how well your performance is.
Okay, but the Posse of Angels are asking, is this something that you absolutely would love doing? I mean, if you did have all the money in the world, Nini, would you then go for this position? Would you love it so much that you would go for this position?
Well, yes, I don't have a problem with it. Of course, I would go for it.
Yeah, it's not that they're saying, it's not that you wouldn't go for it, but do you get excited about it? Is it something that nourishes your soul? Is it something that gets you excited?
Well, yes, because that's dealing with helping other people. But yes, but eventually, like, not really, because you have to go to the client's home, and I wouldn't be comfortable doing that, going to different people's
oh.
home. So okay. That's not something that I would want to do.
Okay, so what the Posse of Angels are getting at is that this is a compromise for you. And they want you to start looking at your life differently, Nini. They want you to look at your life, first of all. They want you to know that if this was blocked for you, everything happens for a reason and everything happens for your highest good. Okay, God and the angels are always working for each and every one of us. And what seems like something is blocked for us is actually keeping that door open for something better to come along. You know in your heart that this is settling. You know in your heart that this is a compromise. Yes, it will bring in more money, but that's not necessarily that you are going to be more happy doing it. And so they want you to put your emphasis on, they actually want you to start a journal, or they want you to, you know, sort of write down every single day what is it that that really you would love doing. Okay, for instance, I'll give you a for instance. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but they're saying, write down, thank you for my lovely job that utilizes my gifts and my talents. I get to use my abilities, and I work with lovely people, and the circumstances are perfect for me. So if you don't have a car, then you tell God and the angels, thank you for bringing me a job, either bringing me a car, you know, and you don't put any restrictions on how that car can be given to you, or how, you know, the finances can be given to you in order to get that car. Or the job that appears a few blocks away, so you're in walking distance of it, or it's in an easy commute, or something like that. So they want you to take your emphasis off of being. It's almost like I'm not going to say that you're a victim, but it's almost like you're somebody else is in the driver's seat. It's like you're at the beck and call of what jobs are out there, rather than harnessing your energy inside and saying, this is what I want to co-create with God and the angels, and put your intention and put your focus and attention on what it is that you want to create. That's number one. Okay. Does anything come to mind? What are some of your gifts and your talents and your abilities, Nini?
Well, I have multiple. Well, I like doing work on the computer, helping other people. I'm good at math. I'm good at reading, writing.
Okay, writing. Now, yeah. all of those things can be easily translated to helping other people, and to nourishing who you are. Also, they want you to spend some time each day blessing and being in gratitude and appreciation for exactly what you do have. You know, a lot of times people call my radio programs and they put their focus and attention on what they don't have. They don't have a job. They don't have a loved one, you know, a husband in their life. They don't have whatever circumstances that they would like to draw to themselves. And every time we do that, we draw to ourselves things that we don't want, because the universe only knows negative and positive energy. It doesn't know that we're rationalizing that we need a roof over our head and food to eat, and so we're asking for more money. But truly, our abundance does not come from the money, because money is limited. Our abundance comes from God, as we are children of that higher source, and abundance is our nature. It's interesting, but the angels get very confused when people keep asking for more money, because they know that abundance doesn't come from money, that our abundance comes from God. Money is limited, and our abundance that comes from God's source is limitless. Okay, so
I have a question. So when I pray, I shouldn't ask God to bless me with more income? if that's what you're saying.
When you pray, it's like thank God for your infinite blessings that you already have. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for the food that I'm able to eat. Thank you for the loved ones in my life. Thank you for my ability to breathe. You know, things that we take for granted that people don't have in other areas and parts of the world. Thank you for clean water. Thank you for clean air. You know, thank you for my limbs. Thank you for my eyesight. I mean, yeah. If we started, you know, all of those things are positive things that we fill ourselves up with that abundance and we solidify with, we're telling the God in the universe how abundant we are. And then because of the laws of attraction, the universe will then send us more abundance in different forms. It doesn't have to be in the form of money per se, but it could send you an abundance of connections, and through that those connections, that somebody offers you a job.
Yeah, because in the morning when I wake up, I always thank God for everything. So.
Okay, so this is a lot of the times with my clients, I suggest that they keep a gratitude journal to write down, you know, the things that they are grateful for. So and also when you write down, say thank you for my amazing job. Tell the universe it's mine already. It just hasn't manifested on the physical plane as yet. But it's yours because you're a child of God, and it's our pact, our sacred decree with God that God looks after us. Then you say, okay, I know you're answering my prayers. Thank you for my blessings, and thank you for the blessings that are coming in the fulfillment of my prayers. And don't put any emphasis on the how and the when of them coming in. And by saying, thank you for this wonderful job that I have, and, you know, I can get to it easily, whether that means that the universe gives you a car or gives you the money for a car, or it's a job that's in walking distance of where you're living, don't put your emphasis again on the how and the when of this happening. It's just thanking the universe for this amazing job that you love doing, and you get paid and remunerated for it, and you work with lovely people, so that's basically what you're doing, is you're raising your vibrational energies and then feeling so rich and so abundant that the universe has to match. It must match the abundance on the outside in a physical form. Okay, let me go to the cards and see what the cards say. Well, there you go. The first card you got, my dear, is the Three of Cups. They're saying that there's also women in your life that because you've been searching a field for a job opportunity, you haven't looked who and what is directly on your own doorstep. And the posse of angels are saying that there is some connections around you, some women connections. It might be, I'm going to just ask them if these are relatives. Hang on. Are these women connections that could help her get a job position? Are they relatives? Okay, they're saying no. They're saying that there are women around you. Maybe they're neighbors. Maybe they're just acquaintances that you know. Have you put it out there with the people that you know that you're looking for a job opportunity?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, the posse of angels are saying the more that you can put your focus on that, they're also saying that that's coming. Your job opportunity is coming, and they're saying you're a little bit early because October is about resetting our energies. That job opportunity is most probably going to be presented to you in November. And let me see. It's probably more towards the middle or latter part of this November. Let me ask them. Is it mid-November? Okay, they're not very good on time because across the veil there is no time. But they're saying that there is some celebration which is coming to you, and they're saying that it's more towards mid or late November. But this job opportunity or the connection to it can only be realized if you see the signs that they're sending to you. And the signs can only be seen by you living in the present moment. The next card, oh, these are great cards. You have so much magic around you, Nini. Do you know this? Do you know this?
Yeah.
Do you talk
definitely.
To the angel? Do you talk to the angel?
Well, I try to. Well, I pray every night. And
okay.
I believe in the law of attraction, so I don't.
Okay. Okay. They're saying very, very pointedly that you have a lot of magical abilities about you. The second card you got is the universe card. You got two threes in a row. You got the three of cups and the three, which is the universe. The universe card comes in when you come to the end of something that you've worked on. And then it's not only an end, but it's also a new beginning for you. And they're saying that a new beginning is going to start for you in November. Just remember to look out for those signs. And the next card that's coming in is the Four of Swords. They want you to not push so hard. Okay? They want you to not push so hard, but to allow God and the angels to send you signs. So when you do pray, Nini, pray that to have more clarity to see how God and the angels want you to step forward. Because a lot of times life is hard and we keep pushing life because we want to do it our way, and that's not our providence. The providence of how and when things happen in our lives. It's the providence of God and the angels. Yes, have your intentions on having a job, working with lovely people, putting your prayer and your focus on that. But then they want you to let go and not push so hard and watch for the signs that the angels are showing you on how to step forward. So this is a very different way for you to approach life. By really, really being only in the present moment and looking out for those signs coming into you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it's been helpful.
Okay, well, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Nini, for that phone call. And that was a reminder for all of us to stop pushing so hard. Because truly, the dance that we do with God and the angels has nothing to do with hard. It has nothing to do with pushing. It has to do with allowing ourselves to know that abundance is our nature and allow ourselves to receive. I did a wonderful show either last week or the week before, and it was just on that, the secret of receiving. Yes, we are pure intention. Yes, you pray as to what you wish for God and the angels to fulfill, the intentions that you want, but then allow them what they do best is the setting apart the how and the when of those prayers being fulfilled, and watching the signs that they send us to then easily step forward with grace and flow, how to realize those dreams coming true. And a lot of the times our dreams and our intentions don't manifest straight away because the God and the angels are organizing different people to come into our lives to not only for them to help us, but to allow them to give to us. So this is this dance of ebb and flow and giving and receiving. So So it was a good reminder for all of us that if something is blocked in our lives as well, it's always blocked for a higher reason and for our greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. And sometimes we really can't see it in that present moment. Why would something be blocked for us? And it's only after, in retrospect, when we look back on our lives, we say to ourselves, oh, it was a good thing that such and such did not work out, because then something else was being offered to me, and I would have taken the job before and missed out on this opportunity. So let's go to our phone lines. And My Key Heart, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And remind us where you're calling from again.
Santa Cruz Mountains in California.
Very pretty area.
Love very nice.
Santa Cruz Mountains. Very nice. So how have you been?
I have been, I'm moving forward on my path, I think. I've been reading the Saint Germain book on transformation, and started working with the trifold flame and the violent flame. So it's just a matter of, you know, for me, getting away from the illusion and moving into the realness of divinity.
Right. There's so many of us that, I was going to say, Sharon, so many of us we've read all the books. We've gone to the workshops. We've gone to the seminars. We've got the certification. And then after a while, we've traveled so far out of ourselves that we've come full circle now. And we realize that what we've been searching for has been inside of us the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice place to be. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's true, that we've been there. We've done that. And now that, we're aligning ourselves with our divine eternal nature, it's that truth that we're allowing to come out of us. We're allowing ourselves to be in alignment with what we've known all along.
Yes.
And how has that affected your life?
Well, my life has... I actually have come to a place where I don't know what's going to happen next. And working to be okay with that. it seems like whenever I put intentions towards being in a place or coming aligning with the vibrations to be actually where I'm supposed to be or in alignment with those feelings, that, I'm still a little lost about all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no knowing of where it is I'm supposed to be or who I'm supposed to be with.
Go on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the first thing the posse of angels are saying, so are we all. Don't think that you've been left out of the loop.
Oh, no.
Don't take this personally, but many of us, we don't know where the next shoe is going to drop. We literally do not know what's going to happen for us next, because we've done the hard yards. We've read all the books. We've done the certification. We've established our foundation. We've done all of those things. But now we're at a point of utter surrender, and the new is coming in for us. They want, first of all, they're applauding you. I can hear the applause that they're giving to you. They say you don't know what's going to happen, but you do know that you are divinely looked after. You do have that faith and trust that you're more guided, cherished, and adored than you possibly can imagine. And they're doing a dance, and they're saying they're very excited for you because of what's for you, because of what's coming in. Now, you know, it's not for us to know what's next. It's us, because that's future living.
Right.
And all we can affect is what's in the present moment. And if it's not there for us in the present moment, then it's not either, it never will be, or it's not ready for us in the divine timing of it as yet. And they want us just to live only in the divine present moment and follow those signs, like the children that we are. And the whole thing about this Aquarian age is for us to be childlike in wonder and enchantment, to be in joy, to be in bliss, for exactly what is, where. As most of our lives, the human being has been programmed to put our emphasis on what we don't have, and to be sad and angry and bitter, resentful, regretful about what we do not have, instead of filling ourselves up that we are children of God and that we know that we're divinely looked after and that we will be provided for. So they love that you're working with the violet flame. And for those that don't know what the violet flame is, Saint Germain is an ascended master, and he works with transmuting and transforming negativity through the use of the violet flame and burning away all that is negative, all those emotions, all those feelings, and clearing and cleansing ourselves so that we can be, squeaky clean and just see the truth around ourselves. And put our focus on what is instead of what is not.
Yes.
So let me go to the cards and do a little bit more shuffling. So does this pertain to any particular area of your life, Sharon?
Well, I would really love to find a divine companion.
Right. Well, the what appears in our reality is only a direct reflection of what we've come home to in ourselves.
Yeah.
And if there is anything that still needs to be cleared and cleansed, and anything that is not on that line of that, what I call that God consciousness or God connectedness or coming home to our divine eternal nature, then a lot of times what appears in our reality will be a soulmate relationship. And this great love can be in soulmate relationships, but a lot of the time they come in with drama, they come in with agitation and irritation to push our buttons in order for us to clear our karma. And the more that we can go within and find that love of self within, and nurture and nourish the divine inside of us, then the more, because of the laws of attraction, it has to appear in our reality. And then we're like beacons of light, and we draw those kind of high vibrational, self-realized people to ourselves.
Yes, part of my process is actually coming into my own self-compassion. And doing a lot of heart healing, because it could be a drama filled thing, and I'm certainly not looking for a drama filled thing. I'm looking for a supportive relationship where we support each other fully and totally.
Well, I don't know your personal circumstance, but I'm getting the impression that that you, like many of us light workers, drew to ourselves less than sacred relationships. I mean, everybody's sacred, everybody's divine, but, drew to ourselves those soulmates that really put us through some challenges and endurance to show us exactly, in contrast, what we did not want.
Yes.
You know, and we don't have to be beaten over the head to say, okay, I get it, you know.
Now, exactly.
So, okay, let me go to the cards and see what comes up for lovely Sharon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, such a beautiful card. Makes my heart sing. This is the Ace of Cups. Ace of Cups. And this hand of God is coming out to, and handing this chalice to you, this divine feminine chalice, and it's overflowing the waters inside of it, and they're spilling down over lotus, blossoming lotus flowers on a pond. And there's beautiful swirls of clouds in the background. And this card, the Ace of Cups, is about new beginnings around your emotions. And the Ace is, it's about joy, it's about balance, it's about harmony. And with you speaking about a new partner, a new relationship, they are saying that this is on its way to you. And they're actually what the Posse of Angels is saying, that this man is waiting. He's waiting for you to raise your energies and finally put to rest those heart issues so that you can come together. Because you cannot come together if you listen to the first part of this radio program today, Sacred Relationships. Nothing can be in out of alignment anymore. When it comes to relationships, they have to be 100% truthful, in compromise, and they have to see the same energetic frequency. And if this gentleman seems to have cleared and cleansed his emotional issues, his heart is clear, there's no more judgment, there's no more issues around forgiveness, he's taking responsibility for his life. I mean, all of these things can be shown to you, and that's what I do when I take people through sessions so they can see the true accountability and responsibility for their lives. But he's waiting. He's already self-realized, and you hit the nail on the head when you said about those issues that still are lingering on your heart. The next card is the King of Pentacles. There is your divine. There is your very handsome, kissy face man. he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous, and he's waiting for you. The King of Pentacles comes forth, and he's the most, out of the all of the kings, he's the most rock steady. He's implacable. He knows who he is. You know, he's not a wishy-washy king. And there he is sitting on his throne, and there he is waiting for you. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The third card is the King of Wands as well. And this is actually, they're saying that you might draw to yourself more than one love interest. Because when you deal with your heart issues, you really do show the universe that you're open to receive. You'll know who's in most alignment with who you are, because you will have done this dance with them before in other lifetimes, and the one you'll feel most comfortable with is the one you will go with. You know, there'll be like no time has passed, no matter how many incarnations there were between. It's like taking each other's hand and going, let's do this dance again, like being two little best buddies. But this feels so yummy and so, so lovely. Keep working with the violet flame of Saint Germain, and keep just transmuting any of that heaviness on your heart, and really nurture and nourish who you are, and realize that self love of the divine inside of you. It's coming for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't get that Ace of Cups in the beginning.
Wow.
Wow, that was been helpful. Powerful.
Oh, very helpful. Very helpful.
You're very welcome. Now you have a bubble, you have a lilt and a lightness in your voice. Don't allow that lightness to dissipate. Keep it going. Keep that childlike wonder inside of you. And I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, Candy, @angelhealinghouse.com.
I will.
All right. So thank you. God bless you, Sharon. Look after yourself.
Thank you, Candy. Namaste.
Namaste. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But what a lovely card to start with is that Eight of Cups. I just love that. It's just got such a beautiful feel. New beginnings, new emotional beginnings for Sharon. And in many ways, many of us are starting new emotional beginnings as October is a month to be reset, to be reunited with family, and in order for us to just revel in and enjoy our families, because we've shifted to a more truthful level. Let's go to 562. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, this is Callie. How are you?
Hi, Callie. I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
California.
You're a Callie girl like me. So what's up with Callie?
I'll just have see if you could just do a spread on cards for relationship-wise. I have a person that we've been talking for a couple of months now. He was my first boyfriend 21 years ago, and so I'm just wondering if there's going to be eventually something, you know, going to be moving forward with our relationship, or are we just going to remain as friends?
Okay, let me just, I'm shuffling the cards here. Let me ask the Posse of Angels what they think about this relationship. And you said you knew each other when you were young adults?
Yeah, I was in my teens, and we were together for like 3 years. So it was our first real relationship.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm picking up is that you are definitely soulmates, and this person may need to come back into your life in order for you to sort of really re-look at some issues and to teach you things. And whether it blossoms into a relationship after that, you'll know. But they're really stressing that you don't put any expectations on this.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the most.
They're saying what?
Okay, Tally, are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh.
I can't see you on
The Blog Talk Radio just cut out. I mean, it just that's the first time in almost 100 shows where that happened. So I'll have to ask the Posse of Angels why they did that or why that happened. But I was saying that this is a really important relationship for you soul-wise, and it's going to teach you lots of lessons, but they don't want you to put any expectations on it. This is a really, mm-hmm. really important thing, and they want you to put your emphasis on how you feel. Don't push it. If you're having fun, if it's truthful for you, if it's an alignment for you, maybe this relationship, once you date and you start spending some time together, maybe you'll pick up that this is not what you really want. Maybe it's a compromise. But they're saying take it slowly and to really put your emphasis on how you're feeling. And if it's fun and it makes your heart sing, yes, step forward. And that's
mm-hmm.
a really important thing. So you go to the cards. Yeah, go on.
Well, right now, like since we've been talking, it's been, I would say, 3 months off and on. We just, we haven't really met physically, which is really weird because we live really close to one another. But it's always, the timing is wrong. I'm working or I'm going to school, whatever. But I noticed that the times that we have spent on the phone has been healing and releasing of all of the misunderstandings and things that we didn't know back then about each other. Because we were together, but it was like we had a lot of miscommunications. Right now, we're adults, we're much wiser, much older. Spiritually, we're in a different place. Everything seems to kind of like makes sense almost. Like I understood why the universe brought him back, because we had to tie or untie loose ends that we must have had about our previous relationship. This has been, like I said, 20 years ago. So my thing is, okay, so we've done that. Now what? Do we move forward? Is there actually a possibility that I should pursue this particular person?
Well, the,
or maybe just let it go, you know, or move.
Okay, the cards that just came out for you are indicating, yes, move forward. The Six of Swords is a card of traveling, of moving from rough waters to more calm waters. It's a very good indication of movement forward. And then the card after that was the Two of Cups card. It's the card of partnering. And then, of course, the third card is the Death card, which is certainly not death, but it's, you know, that new beginning. So I would say, yes, this relationship does need to be realized in one way, shape, or form. Don't put too much expectation on what the outcome is supposed to be, but you're definitely supposed to come back older or wiser to experience each other again. So it's got a lovely feel to it.
That's good. That's really good. That makes, you know, I mean, it gives me comfort that, you know, there's a possibility that there's a reason why a person comes back into your life. Because I've always
Forward,
I have to move backwards. So this
means
that I have to face my past. You know what I mean? So it's like, I actually have to face my past. And you know what I mean? I'm taken back. I know a lot of people go back to their exes or they have attachment to their past. I'm one of those people who do not. I don't relate to the past. I always move forward. So this is why I kind of thought, God, maybe I should get somebody else's perspective of it because I'm so not used to it, you know?
But both of you have grown, both of you have shifted, and you're bringing very different energies to the relationship. So I would say move forward. So I have to end it there. Thank you so much for calling in, Sally. And have an absolutely beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. God bless you too. Bye-bye. And thank you, everyone. That just wraps the show up for today. Sorry for that little bit of a breakdown we had, but that's a Blog Talk Radio thing. and the Gremlins came into the system. But never mind. Didn't take away from the enjoyment of the program. Thank you to all the callers and listeners for tuning in to the program. And thank you to all those who are listening to the show, the archive shows, on either the Blog Talk Radio site and iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with chattel messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out there, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Take care. Bye.